The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Let's find out a little bit more about an issue that might be frustrating many people at home, that parcels that they're expecting to be delivered simply aren't getting to them. Ciara Leahy, Consumer Editor of the Farmers Journal. What's going on?
Hi, Matt. Well, Brexit again. It's given us all a bit of a headache. So basically, it's not just that people are waiting on it. They're also finding out that they're getting texts saying you actually owe more on import charges than VAT. And this is stuff that is new to us, Matt. Because look at, you know, we're used to the UK retailers. We see them on our high streets. We see them in the shopping centres. So for years, we've been shopping online now, clicking on to those, you know, the retailers that we're so used to, and we're not facing any extra charges. But since January 1, we are. So consumers really need to be aware when they're shopping online of three price brackets now if they're shopping with the UK retailer. So the first price bracket to think of is under €22. The next price bracket to think of is over €22, and then the next price bracket is over €150, because at these different price brackets, you're facing different charges. So just to briefly take you through it, if you're spending under €22, if your entire package is under €22, so it might be €15 plus a delivery fee of €5, you're €20, you're under €22, you don't need to worry. You're not going to be looking at any extra customs or charges. Happy days. Then, however, if you're looking over €22, then you have to start paying attention. And this, you need to take your delivery into consideration, because say you see something online that's €20 and your delivery is €5, you're now at 25, and you're going to have to pay a VAT rate of 21% on that package. And not only that, Matt, somebody has to apply this VAT. There's a bit of work involved in it. So you're also going to pay a processing fee. So once you hit over €22, you need to think VAT and processing fee. And then the next thing is, when you look at over €150, then you're also going to have to pay VAT and customs duty. And that customs duty varies depending on the goods you purchase. So what is applied on clothing could be different on a bicycle, could be different again on buying books. So these three price brackets, you need to be aware that different charges are going to occur.
And but Ciara, there's something else that strikes me. What if you actually make the purchase through an IE website of a foreign retailer, and then suddenly discover that even though you've gone in through the Irish website, the goods are coming from the UK and these prices or charges are applied to you?
And Matt, this is where the issue applies, because it is so hard to know. Just because it says .ie at the end of the website doesn't actually mean anything. You need to be going in and doing your research. The onus is on you as a consumer to actually check out, is this coming from the UK, or are they doing, like some retailers now are getting a bit clever. Some of them have set up their own Irish Irish companies. Other UK retailers are diverting their products through a depot in the EU so those charges aren't occurring. But it's very hard to know, and it's not very clear cut. I think retailers really need to be making it very obvious to the consumer. Like, I've been researching this for Irish Country Living. I have gone onto so many websites, and so many of them are very, very vague. And as I said, the onus is on you to check it out. Now,
thing just before I bring in the other guest is, what about the delays? I mean, there was a report DPD packages, for example, were not being delivered. Are the various courier companies now avoiding or delaying making deliveries to Ireland?
Well, it's just that there is a huge amount of red tape and processing that has to be gone through. So there's a lot of confusion. And also as well, Matt, we're back in lockdown 3.0. So there's a lot more online deliveries because people physically can't go into the shops. But I have heard actually of UK retailers that are actually just refusing to send product abroad at the moment, because I think themselves are trying to figure out what's actually going on and how best to deliver to their consumers. I think that in time, this is going to get a lot more straightforward as we ourselves figure out that, you know, this retailer is very good to deliver, this one is going to apply charges. But we're definitely in this, you know, first 18 days teething period.
Okay, Ciara Leahy from the Irish Farmers Journal, thank you very much for joining us. Eugene Drennan is president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Eugene, I've heard of stories, for example, of books that are not going to be launched here in Ireland now because the booksellers can't get the supplies in from the UK. There must be countless other examples, are there, of businesses in Ireland needing imports which they can't get?
Yes, there are many, many. And to answer your previous question about DPD, I believe they withdrew from the Irish market last week. And not they alone, they may have started again. But the system is so cumbersome that nearly all the international freight agents, the really big agents in the country, either for large freight or for the platform freight of the small packages, just stopped last week. And they stopped sending the stuff, and there's trailer loads and warehouse fulls sitting to come to Ireland. But our system is so cumbersome. I think the only people who can work the system now are the three Fine Gael ministers, because they keep saying, it's Brexit, get used to it, do your declarations. We're doing the declarations. We are endeavouring to do everything correctly as we were thought. But the system is both cumbersome, is not intelligent enough, does not have the artificial intelligence to upgrade the other lines of communication that we need through the declaration, is overlayered with repetitive processes that clog up the system, and it seems to invite error.
So what is that going to mean now for things like foodstuffs coming in, or the parcels that people are expecting, but also businesses who might need important materials for the manufacture of goods that have to be re-exported?
Well, I suppose the thing to say to people who want to shop online for the smaller packages first, Matt, if I deal with it in different sections, is number one, there's a simple solution for a little while. Shop at home, shop Irish, and see how it irons out, you know, not rather than get caught up with extra charges and a lot of costs you're not accepting. As regards the supply line to industry, definitely the car industry and parts for cars are in jeopardy this week, because they're all without parts. They're all waiting because they come in a grouper scheme or with, you know, pallet network, and the system has virtually closed down within a week, closed down that kind of system. It has devastated the shipping. It has devastated the ports from the lack of usage, because there's no freight moving. And something has to be done as an easement to get this back on track. And if that needs an amendment to the Customs Union Code or some sort of an easement through Europe, but something definitely has to be done, Matt. As regards foodstuff, for the first time I can ever recall, we had food dumped last week. Now, it wasn't dumped in Ireland, but the containers came in, or the truck trailers came in. They were held so long in the port, there were short line or fresh fruit delivery. It was gone. The window of sale was gone, or it was gone. The timeline was gone to a limit, and was returned to the UK to be got rid of. It's outrageous.
Okay, Eugene Drennan, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.